We are learning Maseches Erevin, Daf Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph. We are beginning on the top of the Amud. We learned in our Mishnah that if someone's on the way and it's getting dark and he sees a place which he recognizes 2,000 Amos in front of him, he could say, I want my Shvisa to be in that spot. And that becomes a Shvisa, and he can walk another 2,000 Amos from that spot that he points out. Amar Rava, v'hu d'chirat ikrei mati. It's only if when he says this, he has enough time to reach that trunk of the tree before it gets dark. Before Shkia, b'bayyoyim, like the lashon of the Mechaber. By day, he has to be able to reach the by day. If he can't reach the by day already, that means that it can't, Shvisa, which is koina ben HaShmashas, if it's not there before ben HaShmashas, so it can't be koina Shvisa there. Amle Abaya, v'choshko loy katani. It says in the Mishnah that Misha Baba Derech v'choshkola, it got dark already. It sounds like it got dark already here. So Gemara answers, no, choshkola beisai, which means is that if he goes all the way to his house, it's going to get dark. But to the trunk of the tree, he could reach before it gets dark. And even though the Mishnah says v'choshkola, it means if you try to get to his house, it'll be dark. But to get to the trunk of the tree, he has enough time. That's one way to answer the lashon choshkoloi. Ikedamre, a different way to answer, Amar Rava, choshkoloi, it'll get dark, he maski kali kali, if he's going to walk towards the tree. Aval Rav, if he runs, mati, he will reach it. So it means if you could reach it through running, that's enough. Even though if you would walk, it would get dark, but if you could reach the trunk of the tree by running before it gets dark, before Shkia, then the Erev ki bichal. And the Mishabru in the Bi'alacha, he declares, what happens if I only can reach a Ben HaShemashas, if it works or not? So he says it's totally in the Machleika somewhere else, if Erev could be kind of Ben HaShemashas Masafik. But Al-Kaponim, if you want it to work, it has to be Miboy Yoim, like the Mechaber says, before it gets Shkia. So Gemara Maisa, Rabbi Rav Yosef, Ka'oz Li Ba'ur Borcha. Rabbi Yosef were on the way, and they saw they're not going to reach home. But they had a place, a tree in between, that they can make their Shvisa, and if they make that Shvisa, they'll be able to reach home. Omle Rav Rav Yosef, Tehei Shvisa Seinu, let our Shvisa be, Tu Se Dikla L'Sov L'Achoy. Let it be, you know that tree, that palm tree that's leaning on a different palm tree? Let our Shvisa be there, and they'll work, our Shvisa B'chal there. V'amri lo, different shot is, Tu Se Dikla L'Parak Mari Mekarga, or they set a tree, a certain tree, which was so much Paris on it, that when they used to sell the Paris, they used to be able to pay the whole tax bill for the year. That's how much pears and fruits grew on this tree. Just two different girsas in what the simen was on the tree. So he asked the rabbi of Torah Vesef, you know, let's make a shvisa. That's that tree, you know, that famous tree, the one that's leaning on something else, or that tree has a lot of pears. Amalei lo yadarali, I don't know that tree. Amalei smaychalai, you know, you don't recognize that tree. You see, even if you give someone a simen, if he doesn't recognize the tree, even after the simen, it doesn't work. So you know you don't recognize the tree, but b'samechami, the tie you learned in the braisa, Rabbi Yosi says, "Ma'yishnayim." If there were two people walking, echad makev, echad sheni makev. One person recognizes the tree, and one person does not recognize the tree. Zeh she'eini makev, moisus shvisas to the makev. The one who does not recognize the tree could give over his shvisa to the makev, and zeh she'makev oimer. And the one who recognizes says, Tei Shvisa Seinu Makaplani, let our Shvisa be in that place. And you can be Simon on him, you can be like your Shliach to make a Shvisa. And Veloyi, the Mara says that this that we said, that's B'Shem Rav Yosi, is not true. If you looked at Braisa before, it doesn't say Rav Yosi, look at Tony Lerik Rav Yosi, it says Stam. Elo, the reason why he told Rav Yosef that it was Rav Yosi who said this Braisa, he wanted him to accept this halacha. Everyone who accepts Rav Yosi's halachas because Nimuki Imay means his words are straight. And we usually pass it like Rav Yosi. Therefore, he told Rav Yosi, you know, according to Rav Yosi, you could just give me the Shvisa and I'll do it for you. That's why Rabbi told Rav Yosi in that way. But really, it was a Stam Mishnah that says this halacha. But like upon him, what we see from here, what we learned from the Mishnah already, that if someone does not recognize a tree, someone else could do it for him, and that will become his Makam Shvisa. It says further in the Mishnah, which means, let's say you don't know of any tree, or you don't know Salacha. So you got to be Koine Shvisa over here. So how much do you get? So it says in the Mishnah, you get Koine Shvisa here, you get 2,000 amos each direction. But it's Machloikis, how you measure those 2,000. According to Rechanina, you get it around you, 2,000 amos. It's like a circle around you, 2,000 amos each direction. And the Chavim say, it's a square. It's a square, which means in each direction is 2,000 amos, and then you square it out, which means you have the diagonals of the corners, which is not a 800 amos, and we'll maybe speak out in the Gemara how we get to that number soon. Baal Kapana, the first point that Gemara is discussing is, where do you know this number 2,000 amos? And even though Pashas only made the Rabbanon, because midiraisa there's no tchum in the raisa, but even midirabbanu want to know a smachta, like a makar from the pasuk. So zok the gemara, hani apay ma'am hechik sivim. Where does it say 2,000 amas? Zok the gemara, the time within the braisa. Shvu ish tachtov. It says in the pasuk, the bottom one, shvu ish tachtov, ayeti ishim koima. Shvu ish tachtov, elu arba amas. That's your 4 amas. Like we said a few blocks ago, it means under you, the space under you has 4 amas. Ayeti ishim koima, don't go out of your place, elu apay ma'am, that's 2,000 amas. Now how do you know ayeti ishim koima is 2,000 amas? Minolon. Omrav chisto. What we're going to do is, we'll learn a lot of psukim from each other that have similar words until we get to the pasuk that says 2,000 amas. Omar b'chista, l'manu mokoyim mimokoyim. We have a pasuk here, al yetze ishim mkoyimoyim. And we take another pasuk that says, misamfi l'cho mokoyim ash yonos shama. So that pasuk now has the word mokoyim and yonos. So now it's like it says yonos by our pasuk. L'manu mokoyim mimokoyim, umokoyim minisa. Now it's like it says the pasuk nisa b'as. Then we go over nisa minisa. So now we go over to another pasuk. The pasuk says, in the pasuk it says that gvul ir miklotay asher yonos. So here it says the word yonos, which is nisa, and it also says gvul. So we learn out v'nisa menisa v'nisa megvul, and now you put the word gvul there, and now you have the word gvul. It's like it says gvul by yaitzish mekayim. Now you learn out gvul from a different gvul where it says in the other pasuk umotza oisay goyal adam mechutz gvul. So now it has the word chutz also. And now it has the word chutz. It's ke'ilu says the word chutz by yetzish mekaymoi because we went from nisa to gvul to chutz, and by, it says in the pasuk regarding chutz. This is talking about the cities of the Levim that they have a migrash, they have a space around the city which they can do whatever they want. And it says in that pasuk, mechutz le'ir, as pas kedma paim ba'ama, 2,000 amas. So you see here the idea of 2,000 amas, and through gzeirah shava, we get it back to our pasuk, al yetze ishim kaima. Because the word chutz, we learn, lands up like it says about yetze ishim kaima, and chutz means 2,000 amas. Break the Gemara, have a pasuk chutz that says 1,000 amas. V'nelef mekira ir v'chutza elef ama, 1,000 amas out of the city, what's talking about the Ari Halavim. So you see the word chutz can mean 1,000 amas, how do you know it means 2,000 amas? So Gemara answers, donam chutz mechutz, ve'y donam chutz mechutz. When you have two similar words, you learn chutz mechutz, and not chutz mechutz. It's not the same word. Frank the Gemara, even not the same word, if it means the same meaning, the halacha is you do gzeir shava. My nafkamina, hatana the Rabbi Shmuel learns, this is regarding the nigei habayis, that there was a question there in the psukim, if after the first week the nega stays by itself, and the second week it spreads, do you knock down the whole house, or do you just cut out that nega? And the Gemara learns out from a pasuk from Gzeir Shava that even after the second week, all you do is cut out that nega and let it sit for another week. You don't knock down the whole house. And what's the Gzeir Shava? Because it says one pasuk is Shava Kayin, another pasuk is Avah Kayin. Zui Shiva, Zui Bia. Both mean the same thing, that the Kayin came back. But even though it's different words, so what do you see? If it means the same meaning, even if it's different words, you say Gzeir Shava. So why here do we say one says Chutz and one says Chutz, so they can't learn Gzeir Shava? L'chair, it's the same thing. It means the same thing. It's not worse than Shava Kayin, Avah Kayin. So my answer is no. That's only if there's no other words that are exactly the same. But if you have a different place to make Gzeir Shava that are exactly the same, and the other one's not exactly the same, you go to the exactly the same one. You learn from one that's exactly the same. Therefore here, you have a question, learn chutz from chutz, or chutz from chutzah, you learn from chutz, and the halacha is 2,000 amas. You could go 2,000 amas in each direction. Zog the Gemara Vaitis. We had a machlokes the Mishnah, if it's round or if it's square. Al apayim amagulas. Rabbi Chanina ran to take this one off shachar. Rabbi Chanina holds that it's round. You have 2,000 amas each direction around yourself. How does he learn? Rabbi Shach. He is the Gzeir Shava. If he learns out 2,000 amas from the Gzeir Shava, in that pasuk it says paas kedma apayim payas ksivan. It says payas loshen of corners. He less the Gzeir Shava. If he doesn't know the Gzeir Shava, apayim amnole. Then he has no 2,000 amas. So Rabbi Shach. If he learns the Gzeir Shava, so then it should be corners. If he doesn't know the Gzeir Shava, amnole. He holds of the Gzeir Shava. And that's he knows 2,000 amas. If he holds the Gzeir Shava and it's wise and it's square, Vashani Acha, the Pasuk by Ori Levim says, Amir. Dama Kroh, Zeh Yir Lehem Migrisha Arim. It says Zeh. And Zeh is always Amir. Lezeh at the Nisim Peis. For Migrisha Arim, for the Levim, they get corners. They get a square around the city. But we have the Nisim Peis, the Shaytz Shabbos. But Shaytz Shabbos do not get a square. So what do I want to do with that? What is that? Rabbanon hold, he learned 2,000 amos in there, and he learned the corners also, he had a square. Rabbanon, Tani Rav Chanan, Yom HaKazeh, you call Shreves of Shabbos. Vakar, the opposite, he learns the Kazeh, teaching us that all Shreves of Shabbos have it in the corners. And we'll see, it's even the Geher itself. All Shreves of Shabbos have corners, and that's what we're learning from Zeh. The opposite, learning Zeh is Marba. It adds on. All Shreves of Shabbos have it in the corners. Now, how do you figure out how much the corners are? So if you go 2,000 amos each direction, and then you square it out, and then you have a corner now, it's open, so you have to square out the corner. So basically, you have a diagonal of a box that's 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos. You also have a diagonal of that box. How much is the diagonal of a box? So according to the Gemara, it's always 1 2/5 longer than one of the sides. So here, the sides are 2,000 amos. So 2/5 of 2,000 amos is 800 amos. So it's 1 2/5, that turns into 2,800 amos. That's how long the diagonal of the corner is, 2,800 amos. And for example, if you have a box of 4 amos, and it's 4 by 4, the diagonal would be 5 3/5. That's how much it would be. Why? Because you do 4 times 2/5 is 8/5. 8/5 is 1 3/5. So it would be 5 3/5. That's how big the corners would be. If someone carries 4 amos shirabim, this is halakha lemaisa, it will surprise you. If someone carries 4 amos shirabim, till you move it more than 4 amos, till you move it 5 amos and 3/5. Why? Because every 4 amos by Shreves of Shabbos has to be squared out and then figure out diagonal. Now, when you are carrying on Shabbos, which one's your diagonal? Maybe you're going your diagonal. So it cannot be mechayev you, like it's a kula, because it can't be mechayev you until you know which direction is your diagonal. And therefore, any diagonal you go, any place you go, you count your diagonal. You're not going to be chayev until you go 5 amos and 3/5. That's how Rashi learns. Heim v'achsoin means that any direction you go. Tosis brings down from Rashbam that you go basar the achsoin shel olam. You go basar the square of the world. I don't know how you figure that out exactly, but whatever the square of the world is, that's how you figure out the diagonal, and that's the only time you be chayev that way. And the Gros speaks out, this is, of course, only Gavi and Chayiv, but Gavi, the head to carry 4 amos, you can't carry more than 4 amos until you decide what your square is. And once you decide what your square is, then you can go the diagonal of your square that you make up. But Gavi and Chayiv, you didn't make a square, it's carried. So there, you're not going to be carrying, you're not going to be Chayiv for carrying until you move it 5 amos and 3/5. Amra Papa, Bodaglom Rava. Rava asks us this question. If you have a pole, a square piece of wood in Shirabim, that's Gavoy Yod, it's 10 Tvachim wide, Baruch of Dal, it's 4 Tvachim wide. So usually we assume that's called a Rishas Yachid. But the question is, does it have to be square? Let's say it's around, it's 10 Tvachim high, and it's round, 4 Amis round, the diameter is 4 Tvachim. 4 Tvachim. The diameter is 4 Tvachim, it's not square. Does it have to be square or not? Does it have to be 4 tvachim and its diagonal or not? That was the question Rava asked us. When you have this amud that was called Shishiyachid, does it have to be square? That means it has to have 4 tvachim plus the diagonal. Vamrile, and we answered him, Lav hainu de Rav Chananya. Isn't that Rav Chananya? Tan Rav Chananya, Oymer. Kizeh you call Shavuot Shabbos. All Hilchos Shabbos, halacha is, there has to be a square with the diagonal. So the same thing over here. Isn't that the thing? He's tested us, but we got the answer right. Isn't that the same dinner of Chananya, that Kol Shreves Shabbos has to be a square with Lach Soinan?